TV you love without a contract on Now TV. Weekdays from 7 a.m.
You can't furlough an elephant, I think, is one of the standout quotes from the week.
Definitely.
When we heard about the plight of Dublin Zoo and the amount of money they need to stay open and keep the animals fed during the pandemic. Mm. And it's just a vast amount. And a huge fundraising effort was prompted as a result of that this week. And joining us now to tell us how it's all going is Jerry Creighton. You'll know him from the TV show The Zoo, and he is also the operations manager at Dublin Zoo. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, Jerry, it's a pleasure. You sound in good form, are you?
I am. We obviously have launched our appeal, and it's given us all a real, real boost here at the zoo. Now, we've still a bit to go, and we're going to need a lot more money. But initial, it looks like we've raised over $1 million. Support and donations are still coming in. So it's been an incredible response from the public, and it really shows, the love and the affinity for both the work that we do and that the role and the place that Dublin Zoo has in modern Irish society and historically. It's been a very difficult period of time for us. The pandemic has kind of financially brought us to our knees. We're down over 600,000 visitors. For an example, last year we had 1.2 million people visit the zoo. And then, even if we get open again for December, if we go back to level 3, we'll probably finish about 490,000. So it's huge, significant losses. Equates to about 8.2 million that we're down. And the zoo, for our animal care alone, costs us 500,000 per month.
Yeah, that's the thing that shocked us all this week.
Huge.
When we heard of $500,000, you went, God, is that a year? And it was like, that's a month. Because how many animals do you have, and how much does it cost to feed them?
Yeah, we've over 400 animals, and our elephant herd alone of 9 elephants would cost 5,000 euros a week. We've extensive diets that we have to bring in, special pellets that have to be fabricated for browser animals, for meat-eating animals, for animals that eat fish-based diets, and all these have to be imported in, our veterinary care, our animal care, habitats, everything is extensive. So the whole animal care project, equates to 17,000 per day.
Wow.
You're dealing with some of the most rare and endangered species in the world. So, it's only paramount that we give them the best care possible. And some of these animals, like our Asiatic lions, who would cost, an average of 50 euros a day, there's only less than 400 of them left in the wild today.
Oh my.
So they're part of, strategic international breeding programs. So we have to be able to help them.
I don't even want to ask this question, but I'm going to. God forbid that you couldn't raise the funding that's needed to keep the animals. What would happen to them?
If it gets to a point that we could not reopen our doors, we would have to look at rehoming them or rehousing them in other breeding programs around the world. That is a last case scenario. That's something we want to avoid.
Mm.
The Dublin Zoo is 189 years old. It's went through a civil war in Ireland, 2 world wars, foot and mouth in 2001. The pandemic has been the toughest thing that we've ever faced. But, the initial indications, here as we sit on Friday morning is feeling good. The people have been amazing and they value and appreciate the work that we've done over the years. Our Zoo TV program, has been used. It's brought the zoo into the homes of people. So they see the work, they see the love, they see the dedication that the team put into giving these animals the home that they deserve.
So people can rest assured, not just in the Dublin area, but that you won't just be letting the gates open and letting the lions run around.
No, they can be rest assured of that. And as I say, we continue to give the best care. The keepers have been amazing, the dedication. People have asked do the animals miss the public. Well, you can certainly, the primates, you can see where they would interact with the public, and they're like us, they're people watchers, they like to see activity.
Mm. Because even though the doors are shut to the public, the zoo still continues, so you still obviously have staff in there day and night looking after all these animals.
Absolutely, yeah, we still have our animal care team that, are showing incredible dedication coming in on a daily basis. Animal care has not suffered in any shape or form. The resources are being all, focused on keeping the world-class facilities that we have, but the point is that 500,000 euro per month, it's just not sustainable for us. That's why the appeal is so strong, and it still continues. People can still help us at www.dublinzoo.ie. Please do. We need more. you know, we're hoping that it raised awareness with the government, and the government of Ireland will have given indications that they'll help and support us too. So, you know, it's we're a lot more optimistic, you know, here on, than we were a couple of days ago when the appeal started.
All of us yesterday when we heard the news that in less than 12 hours, over a million had came in. It just shows, A, like we had mentioned, and you said as well, Jerry, how generous people are, but how special a place Dublin Zoo is, I think, to everyone in this entire country.
Absolutely. It's been, you know, the fabric of Irish society for generations and generations. And as I say, it's how people have seen so much of how we've changed and improved. And you know, we've really, really become internationally recognised as a wonderful, you know, centre for excellence in animal care.
Well said, Jerry, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks for looking after the animals and doing
so much for them. You guys have a great weekend.
And the very same to
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Jerry.
What a great man, and what a great effort by everyone. It really is a good news story. Hey! Aiden and Una.